Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Jollis back on the show. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 14 years. How about that? And he is the guy who's helped us learn so much about selling. He wrote the book, which is pretty darn close to the Bible on selling, Customer-Centered Selling. I don't know how many editions this one's been out. His new book is called How to Change Minds, and that's just those are the bookends of a whole bunch of other books in the middle. He's our good friend Rob Jollis. Welcome back to the show.
Always good to be here. Thanks, Jim.
Good to have you back. This is the new one, right? How to Change Minds?
Yeah. The Art of Influence Without Manipulation.
There you go. Got the cat and the mouse on the front there. Hey, Rob. In my career, I have made a lot of presentations to multiple decision makers, people who were in the room, in the boardroom, the conference room, whatever. And I was I always felt like as long as it wasn't more than six on the other side, I wouldn't be outnumbered. But if there were more than six, I figured I was making presentation to a group, and I probably might be behind the curve a little bit. But one of the things that I know that you've been doing a lot lately is thinking about selling to groups. First, I'd like you to describe what you mean by a group, and then tell us what you're doing.
Okay. Well, frequently when we sell, a lot of times we focus, including me as an author, we focus on that one-on-one conversation. I'm going to meet with Jim Blasingame, and I'm going to sell him something today, and I feel good about it. Mm-hmm. And we go in, and the meeting goes so well that Jim says, "This is terrific. Would you put a proposal together, and I'm going to get my team together and come back next Tuesday and present your idea to
music
us.
To my ears."
Right. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, Jim, that we're going to ask questions and we're going to listen. And there's so many things that we do one-on-one. But now it won't be one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to have that 50-50 exchange. It's your show in that boardroom in front of that group. Mm-hmm. Now, how does that sale look?
I love it. And myself, I mean, I'm licking my chops, but that's because I've done a lot of it, and you have too. One of the first things that I'd be doing when that person told me that, I'd be saying, "Great, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. I'll be right here with my best. I'll give it my best shot. But can you tell me who those people are, what their jobs are, and a little bit about what motivates them?"
Yeah, well, knowledge is power, isn't it?
And yeah. Let's get isn't the, isn't that the next step?
That room. Yes, it is. Every time, and it's funny you bring that up, Jim. I think it's one of the most underplayed thoughts in selling, whether we're a group or one-on-one, which is, what happened to the preparation stage? Mm-hmm. What happened to that research? You know, as a sales trainer for 20 years, I would take groups of people, show them a tactic, put them in groups of three, and say, ready, sell. I will tell you that in the last 5 years, I put people in a group after I show them a tactic, and I say, ready, 20 minutes to prepare to sell. And it makes a big difference, yeah. Particularly when you're showing somebody a new tactic. So what you just brought up is tremendous, which is, let's not forget the preparation stage. As much as we can learn about the company, the people, because I'm a guy who went in front of a group, I won't name the company, 20 years ago, and started talking about a car and wanted to measure a car and talked about my experience with Toyota and how great a company they work with and who's got a Toyota. And 300 people out there, not one person put up their hand, and somebody mm-hmm. whispered in my ear, "We're not allowed to buy foreign cars in this company." Whoops, I'm not so prepared by Rob Jollis. You should
right.
know that. So it's
well,
a classic
yeah.
example.
But the thing is, and folks, the way you say this is you say, you know, just to make sure that I'm completely prepared, and that everyone there has a good experience with my presentation. Tell me a little bit about those other people who are going to be there. Tell me what motivates them. Tell me what they do and their names. I'd like to know their names. I'd actually want to know what their names are. And And so I'd first say that I'd and then the person would say, well, they got Joe from engineering and Sam from accounting and Susie from whatever. Then I'd be, you know, I'd know, okay, engineering. I might even ask this person. I might say, is Joe going to really want to know about the engineering of our product or whatever? You know, I'd want to know whether I need to change my proposal for my presentation for that. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree. And not only that, but if we've got a hero or somebody that really we've connected with that company, mm-hmm. I'll go a little further and try and subtly whisper, can you tell me a little bit about their personalities?
Yeah.
And I'm going to do some reading, actually personality reading in terms of how they're dressed when they come in.
Yep.
But how about that personality too?
And who is going to make in that room, who will influence the decision? Who will make the decision? I think I always felt like I had a right to ask that question.
Absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk some more about selling to groups with a man who knows how to do it, Rob Jolliss, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.